All right, we are officially live. Welcome back to the Winning State of Mind. This is Alex Davis. You know, we're just here chopping it up, just talking about real life. But today is a very special episode. It's actually pretty shocking, if you ask me, because this is someone that's been making a lot of waves in social media, and I see the impact that they're making. And I also think that they're like very fashionable, probably like the most stylish person I've ever seen in my entire life. Like every time like I watch a video, I feel like I get mogged. Just that's like the quote, that's like the term people say, that you like, you get like somebody like did something way better than you. So
I'm so old, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's kind of like new. It's not even like that big. Yeah, but I'm just like, yeah, like she outdoes me like with every outfit.
That's very kind.
It's very true. So, yeah, that's just some of who you are. But, yeah, I'd just like to welcome Heidi Clements to the podcast.
Sorry, of course my dog decides to bark right when you say my name. He said, Daisy, come here. Oh, my God. Welcome to Heidi. Welcome to Daisy, the show called. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Likewise.
And thank you for finding me. Mm-hmm. I always appreciate when a young man finds me, because that's unusual on my account. I mean, I think a lot of people think I might be a man hater, but I'm not. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of old white men, but who is? Right?
Yeah,
especially a young black man like yourself. Why on earth would you want to have anything to do with those idiots? I know, it's a grand generalization, but for the most part, it's true. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm super glad that you found me, and it's nice to be here.
Appreciate that. Yes, thank you so much for your time. It's definitely an honor to have you here as well, and for you to respond to. That's honestly a good maybe topic to start with. I feel like with your audience, I feel like you very much engage with them. And I feel like I saw you said something about you respond to a lot of messages and stuff. So just like, what's your philosophy behind engaging with your audience? And what do you do?
Well, I think, you know, I saw something a really long time ago about that said, don't post and ghost. When I first got on TikTok and other, you know, Instagram, I noticed that the so-called influencers or people that were making waves and people had a lot of questions for never responded to the people that were following them. And I just found it so rude, because these people are following you. These people are giving you a career to go make money, and you don't even have time to respond to their question, their simple question about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when I first started getting people writing to me on TikTok, I was thrilled that anybody gave a crap about what a 62 at the time year old woman was wearing or thinking or saying. And I was thrilled to engage with them. And so it has grown to a point where people ask me for advice all the time. And I respond to every DM that I get that comes in. I even try to respond to the hidden messages, but they're harder to go through because they are mixed with so much hideous porn and idiots. Speaking of stupid old white men emailing me, asking me if they could be my sugar daddy. They're just bots trying to get my money. But I still go through it and I respond. I read every comment. Sometimes I have to go back weeks to catch up on things, but I do. And I spend hours doing that because I think that the community that has grown, that I wasn't even trying to grow, is so beautiful and so kind to each other and so helpful and such a wonderful place that I want to make sure that I am a part of it. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it really shows that you do care about your audience and that you.
I do. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like people write me and it keeps me up at night that there's so much suffering from so many young people that are so lost. And I feel like so much of it is social media that makes them feel lost. So I like being at least a bright spot sometimes for them to go to and feel like you're not fucking anything up. You're just live your life. Like, it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least, you know, for most of us, it's very serious for a lot of people right now, but.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you were made for this, or do you kind of feel like you fell into this right now? Like, whatever this currently is.
I absolutely fell into it. It was never a goal of mine to do what I'm doing. And I am a writer by trade. I'm a scripted writer by love. And when the show that I was writing for 6 seasons, Baby Daddy, ended, mm-hmm. I decided I only wanted to write for women over 50. And so I started only writing for women over 50 and nobody cared. So I had to find a job. And then that job was really soul crushing. And so I thought, you know, well, maybe I'll just give this social media thing a go, mm-hmm. and move somewhere where I don't have rent for a minute. And mm-hmm. honestly, I think the greatest lesson about my entire account for me is that you should never worry about the outcome of things. Mm-hmm. You never know where life is going to take you. Mm-hmm. And you should just do what you want to do and don't worry so much about, like, a lot of people don't get started on social media because they're like, oh, should I post this? Should I post that? Should just be authentic and just post every day and see what happens. Don't worry about what happens. Just see what happens. What if it all works out? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be in it to win it, like the lottery says.
That's right.
Yeah.
That actually made me think of another question, too. So, welcome to Heidi, right? Would you consider Heidi a positive person? Or how would you consider Heidi?
I mean, I'm a very positive person.
Okay.
But if you cross me, I will rip your heart out with my tongue. I am not perfect. And I definitely need to learn to let things go better than I do sometimes, especially when it's on social media. Mm-hmm. And I don't always get things right. And sometimes I could keep my mouth closed maybe a little bit more. But I think I am a very positive person. I think that I can't stand being around negative people. I always want to try and see the best side of everything. Nothing good comes from swimming in negativity. You know, it just, if you wake up every day and you're like, oh, I didn't get paid and I didn't get this job and I didn't and I don't and I didn't and I don't, you're just literally perpetuating that cycle in your life. And so mm-hmm. I always say that the one thing that I know in life is that happiness breeds more happiness. And if you can stay happy, you can stay in a flow where it's just everything's great.
Mm.
So I try. I'm not great at it, but I try.
I mean, who's really great, right? I mean, you can't be perfect, right? Like,
no, perfect's boring.
Yeah. Especially when you have all those eyes on you too. Like, there really is.
I don't think about that. I don't. I try not to, because I remember one day I was really upset that because my TikTok views are really low. They are hiding me. I don't know what's going on with TikTok. Mm. It's been like a year that I've had any kind of a view on TikTok, but my Instagram views are great. And I have, that's where most of my engagement is.
Mm.
And I remember a post only got like 50,000 views, and I was so upset about it. Mm. And I wasn't paying attention to all the beautiful messages that I got that day and all the people who said that I changed their life or did something great that day. I was just focused on this stupid number. And then I watched the Taylor Swift concert, and she was at the Staples Center, and they showed a wide shot of the audience and all these lights lit up. And I was like, oh my God, is that like a million people?
Mm,
and mm-hmm. 20,000 people. So I was upset that I was talking to three times that many people.
Mm.
And I thought, you're an idiot. Shut up. Doesn't matter. So I try not to look at the numbers or the people or any of that. I try to just keep doing me.
Mm-hmm.
But it is remarkable to me, even. Like, I remember when I said to my friend Krista, who started me on TikTok, She said, you know, you should get a P.O. box so that people can send you stuff. And I was like, oh, I'll get one when I hit 10,000 followers. And I never did get one because I just was, I don't know, just we could surpass that.
Yeah. You need like, what, 10 P.O. boxes now?
I know.
like
over 50. A million. Yeah. People, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I realize how many people it is because I get recognized more. And I never used to, nobody knew who I was. So, and the people who stop me also say the most beautiful things. And I love, people are always like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is so creepy. And I'm like, creepy? You're literally like giving me a livelihood. Like, it's not creepy. I love it. When people stop you and tell you that you changed their life, like, that's beautiful. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Would you say that is something that inspires you on a regular basis? Or like, what do you say, like, what motivates you just in general to do what you do?
Definitely the followers, for sure. It's like they are my therapy every day. They are therapizing me. They are nurturing the child that never got nurtured. They are validating the woman that never got validated. It's incredible. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Mm. Wow, that's
really, but, you know.
What was that?
It may sound silly, but it's not just like, I love your outfit. It's like, your words make me feel less afraid to age. That is like incredibly rewarding to hear, mm-hmm. you know? So I know that social media can be silly, but I don't think what I'm putting out is silly. Sometimes it is, but I think that I'm actually helping people. And that is a wild thought to me and a beautiful thought to me. And it just feels like a giant hug every day. Except for the people that say dumb shit to me, like the lady I had to block yesterday. Whoa. Oh my God.
Whoa. What?
I'm so happy when I found the block button. And then someone told me about the restrict button so that they think they're posting, but only you see it. And I was like, shit, I should have done that because I want to just watch her squirm. But I don't want to read her nastiness, you know?
Yeah, that's sad that some people.
Oh, my God. I don't even get it. Like, why are you following? You're following me and saying horrible stuff. You know,
mm-hmm.
so strange.
Yeah. I mean, that goes back to kind of what you were saying. In my own life, in my own perception, I feel like most of the time my thought process about social media is negative, usually, because of distractions or because of people being toxic or rude or disrespectful or because of comparisons or just anything in general. But it's refreshing to actually hear you say the positives that it provides you, you know, every day, especially yeah. making real life connections. And then even meeting some of these people in real life too.
Yeah, I have. I've made some friends, for sure, which sometimes is scary sometimes, but I mean, you know, it's hard to be positive in this world. You're a young Black man. For you to have any positivity at all in this country is a miracle. You know? Yeah. And you seem like a very positive person. So that's always good. But yeah, I think, you know, maybe some of the wrath is off Black people for a hot second and on my people, the Jews, right now. So we can switch off.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
so stupid.
Yeah, there's so much going on right now politically. I mean, I just woke up like what the other day and like it was like a Twitter notification that was like World War III has just now started.
It's so stupid. It's like people are in the streets cheering for a terrorist organization that would literally murder all of them. Like, I get you don't want people to die in Palestine, neither do I, but hello, are you stupid? Maybe they're not. I don't know. Everyone's gonna hate me now. Oh god.
Yeah, I can edit that part out if you want.
I just don't understand supporting a terrorist organization and calling it a freedom fighter. I don't think they are, but okay, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about something else.
I mean, what I do right now is just try and focus honestly on like you know, every day just trying to audit, you know, where I'm at, kind of mentally. I feel like something that resonates with me a lot with your content is the fact that you kind of practice gratitude more and more each day. And I feel like you just appreciate more what you have around you, maybe more than ever, maybe not. But I feel like that's something that I try to do right now, is really be in that moment. Actually, one of my tattoos says be present. It's kind of bad quality right there, but
I have grateful.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice.
Be present is a good one. Yeah. I mean, it really is. It is the best gift and the best place to be. That, you know, that cliche line is so true. The present is a gift. It is, because I always say, you know, my friends have an expression. I just used it the other day, you know, like, don't borrow trouble from the future. You don't know what's going to happen. Why are you borrowing trouble? Why are you asking for things from the future that are going to come in, you know? And don't focus on the past. It already happened. You can't fix it. Just stay here now. Just create one happy day. And then take it from there, you know? Don't take everything so seriously, and don't woe is me your life through everything. There are people in a lot worse shape than we are here, you know? So, yeah.
That just made me think of another question. Since you said that, when was the last time you felt embarrassed?
Oh, my God. every day. I mean, really? Every day. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you have an ego, you can get embarrassed. And then we all have egos. So, yeah, less than I used to. I laugh it off now. I never get embarrassed to the point of like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Yeah. That was younger. And a lot of that was tied to alcohol. But now, not to the point where it would matter, just where it's just like a funny thing, like, oh God, I can't believe I just said that. But I laugh it all off, and I'm such an open book with people, you know, that if I do something stupid, I discuss it with them right then and there, you know. Or if someone's, I'm very like, ever since I turned 60, honestly, I really got to a place where I'm just like, I'm not leaving anything unsaid. Like, we're going to talk about this now. Like, what you just said really upset me. You know, I love you so much. I'm so happy you're in my life. Like, you know, tell people how you feel about them, and talk about things that are upsetting you. And if they're not there for it, or they don't want to be a part of it, cool. Let's move on, because life is short. And mine's getting shorter.
Hey, we're all in that same boat too. So I definitely agree.
Things change when you realize that you have less time alive, you know, when you are more than halfway through a lifetime, you know, your perspective changes, and you want to make things count, and you don't want to waste time, and you don't want to like be upset about what the scale says, or a fight that you had with someone that doesn't matter. And you don't want people to get away with hurting you or crossing your boundaries. You just, on the one hand, you have less fucks to give, but the fucks that you do give are important. And I love that. This has been my absolute favorite decade to be alive, you know?
Good. I love that for you.
Yeah.
You definitely.
Everyone feels that way, because the 50s are brutal.
Well, and like, I don't even want to say that you would make the 60s a new 40s or 30s or whatever, because like, I feel like that's kind of like,
it's counterproductive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like you are showing that aging doesn't even matter. Like, it's not even about getting older per se.
Yeah.
You know?
The only thing aging is about is, and you can do it at any age, is get your mind right and love yourself. And if you can do that at 20, then your whole life will be amazing. If you can't do it until you're, you know, women have, a harder time doing it, because we're such, you know, second class citizens and second class sex citizens in the world, you know, And it's hard for us to be heard and to make our way and to get equal pay and to get, you know, I mean, we didn't even have, I always say, like, we weren't even in the Constitution in the beginning, you know? And so I think that it's harder for women to do until they're older and they realize, like, you know, and they're also being moms and raising families. And, you know, you wake up one day and you're like, well, wait a minute, I didn't live any of my life for me. I didn't have that situation, but a lot of women who follow me do. And then there are a lot of young girls who are told, you know, your life is over at 30 if you're not married and you don't have kids and you don't have a career. And it's like, I didn't get my dream job till I was 51 years old. And I'm now doing a whole other career at 63. Like, you don't know. There are no rules. Throw the rule book out and just live your life and do whatever the fuck you want. And wear whatever you want while you're doing it.
I love that, yo. You, man, there's just not enough cool in the world for you, honestly.
thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep, couldn't even get you all of Antarctica. That wouldn't be enough. I just had, honestly, someone that was like an old mentor for me at one point, and he was probably like, I don't know, 32, 33 or something. And one of my friends that I used to kind of collaborate on some marketing stuff with, that's like we were doing some of that coaching stuff together. He just actually passed away in his sleep. Like 2 days ago.
No. In his 30s?
In his 30s, passed away in his sleep. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And like, this is someone that like I've spoken, just like we're speaking right now. Like, I've spoken to him on like numerous video calls. Like, I haven't gotten the chance to meet him in person, unfortunately, but like, I went through like a whole, like, I don't know, 12-week kind of thing with him where we worked together to like kind of create a custom email blast and get some marketing clients. And he was really positive. And I mean, he was making good money. He had a wife. I don't know if he had any children, but like, he definitely would be living the dream, quote unquote, that people would say. And he was a very positive guy. He had like a kind of like a southern twang. I think he was from like Tennessee or something like that. And yeah, just like that. And that just really sobered me up when I heard that. And it was just like, I think I just like woke up from taking a nap or something too.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
we are not promised tomorrow.
And it's like, we know that, right? But like, I don't know, it just like doesn't hit all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like since maybe 2016 or so, I've been trying to like really be self-aware and really cognizant of time and really cognizant of like where I'm spending my time and where I'm allocating my time. And I don't know. I feel like people are just so distracted with a lot of things because a lot of things are sold to us. But I think a lot of times too, like, you mentioned earlier, people just don't really love themselves.
Yeah.
Or even know that like they should be working on that in the first place. So like the time that they're spending trying to fill that void, they could just be filling themselves, you know, and then they'd probably be dealt with eventually. But,
well, I think we're a really material society. I mean, I know I was when I was younger. It was all about what I can get, what I can buy. And now I'm just like, can I just have a nest egg so that I don't have to work so much?
Yeah.
And live and go stare at a tree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, but I also think like, that's okay. That's all part of, you know, growing up and learning, you know, eventually we all figure it out. But I can tell you that all the Louboutin shoes that I had were not worth the money that I spent on them, and I wish I had those tens of thousands of dollars back. Don't buy dumb shit.
Maybe just once in my life. I do hope to buy a boat someday.
I'm gonna say, well, that's not dumb.
Okay.
I meant like shoes.
Okay.
Like designer shit. Except for my Nike Mochas. They were worth every penny of my $700, even though I don't wear them anymore. I still love them.
Okay, let me look that up real quick. I haven't.
Nike, the Air Jordan, is it Air Jordan? What are they called? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, if it's just the Jordan ones, the dark mocha ones?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let me look. Why is it called? Yeah, no. Anyway, for some reason they're called the Travis Scott mocha now, but they're not. They're just a regular Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dark mocha, yeah. Yep. Anyway. Oh, yeah, okay. They were a lot of money, and I love them, and I don't wear them anymore. Maybe I should get them out.
Oh, wow. You had
all Travis Scott. Shoes I regret.
Oh, my gosh. You had Travis Scott. That's awesome.
No, they're not Travis Scott. Oh, I don't know why they renamed them that for some reason.
Okay.
I'm not sure I want Travis Scott sneakers, do I? I mean, do I?
I mean, I'm not really vying for Travis Scott sneakers.
They're just regular Dunk Mocha high tops.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dunks are classic. I don't know, have you like followed Dunks even back like 2010 and before 2010, stuff like that?
This was the first pair I ever bought, and I was like, $700 for sneakers, that's crazy. But then I got them.
Yeah.
I'm a Samba girl, which I just read an article that says the Adidas Samba is over. And I'm like, fuck you. I've got five pairs and they are not over. I'm a Samba girl. I like them the most. Yeah.
Okay. Good to see y'all. Yeah.
Okay. I also like Puma. I just bought a beautiful pair of like bright yellow Pumas with a green swish on the side or whatever it's called. And I love them. An old classic Puma.
Okay.
I love sneakers now. I used to only wear high heels, only. Manolos, Jimmy Choo, Louis Vuitton. I was highly influenced by Sex and the City, and I had an enviable shoe collection that I was known to wear on the stage at Baby Daddy. I would race up and down in my heels all day long, and I just can't walk in them anymore.
I mean, that sounds like New York City for sure.
Yeah. That was out here though. That was in LA.
Okay.
Yeah, when I worked on Baby Daddy. Yeah, you can't wear heels in New York because they get caught in the cement in the sidewalk.
Oh.
And in the summer the sidewalks melt. So you can't wear high heels in New York. I mean you can, but most people don't.
Wow. Dang. Yeah. Where's your favorite place that you've lived?
Right now, Santa Barbara, for sure. It's beautiful here, and I can see the ocean right now from my house, even though I live in the woods, but I can see through to the ocean. Nice. It's beautiful nature. There's mountains, there's ocean, there's, you know, critters and deer, and I love it here. It's really peaceful.
That's something I don't think of when I think of California. I don't think of deer all the time.
Deer?
Yeah, because, like, I'm from a place where it's really called, like, Deer Path. And there's like deer in our backyard like all the time.
That's
like
deer.
Pennsylvania. Yeah.
I love deer. I mean, I love seeing deer. I love seeing any animal. Bears, not so much, but I do love seeing wild animals. I think it's such a wonderful thing to be able to live amongst nature.
Have you ever seen a wild bear before?
No, but there was one in the garbage last night and now I'm terrified to go outside.
Oof. Dang. It was black bear? Yeah.
Nida, whatever doesn't hurt humans.
Yeah, probably black bear then. Those usually get up to like 5 feet 3 or something, like when they stand on their high heel, stand on their hind legs.
I would lose my mind. No, I don't want to see that.
I've seen them. I've seen like two cubs. They had
cubs, fine. I'd probably pick it up and bring it home, but not a bear that's going to hurt me.
Well, I mean, the cubs are probably like 4'10" if they stood up. On their feet. Yeah. So like we were like, yeah, mama's probably somewhere close by.
Yeah.
But that was like when they first built this like development and stuff, and we just like went for a walk, like me and my family members.
Crazy.
Yeah, but it is like really interesting, like, because you made me think, like, I feel like I don't really have so many people in my life that like always think about like the differences in like how society and civilization and humanity was before, even from like 26 BC or something, compared to like even like 1200 to like 1530 or something like that. So I try to like, I don't know, conceptualize that a lot, like the fact that I can just flip my light switch, you know, like that wasn't something that was here when this, even
no, life was hard for people. It was really hard. Mm-hmm. What was that movie that Leonardo DiCaprio made, The Revenant?
Yeah.
Whoa, like life was hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, we have it easy. We're a bunch of pussies. We have everything handed to us, and eventually we'll just be able to hologram ourselves somewhere. I'm actually like, this is as far as I want technology to go. Uh-huh. I feel like I lived at the best time, the 60s, 70s, 80s. That was the best time to grow up in this country. You know, we had just been through the civil rights movement. There was free love. Everything seemed totally cool. The Holocaust was very far in the rearview mirror. It seemed like there was equality for women, and now we're just back in a shithole. And I don't, and everything is just, you know, we're destroying the planet. Technology is destroying us, AI. And I'm like, I don't know that I want to be here to come back.
Yeah.
I'm hoping my soul gets to just be like, you know what? I'm cool. I'm going to hang up here. Wherever the cloudy bar is in heaven.
You ever seen Black Mirror?
Yes.
You seen the episode where they're in the, like the facility, like the living home sort of, I can't think of what it's called, but it's kind of like based off of Los Angeles. It's like San Junipero. That's what it's called.
Oh, I need to watch it.
Yeah. Okay. I just, sorry that I spoiled something. No, wait, did I?
Don't worry. I won't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't give it away. I just said San Junipero and medical facility, I think, or living home. So,
okay, yeah, that's, I'll watch it. Don't worry, you didn't give it away.
Okay, great. That's all I'll say. Yeah, that okay. that's very similar to what you talked about. And yeah, I think that show kind of made me accept that. Yeah, like AI stuff, like it is inevitable and it is going to happen. Yeah.
I mean, even the guy who invented it said he's terrified of it. It's like, great, thanks, appreciate it. You and Mark Zuckerberg can go take a slow boat to St. Fu. I think what's so fascinating to me is all of these movies and television shows that show you things about the future is because there is no such thing as time or space. And these things are going to happen if we allow them to. They are possible. They exist. They already happened. They're happening right now. We just haven't chosen that path yet to get to them. Like, there's a reason Mad Max was able to make that movie about fighting for gasoline and water. Like, that's coming if we don't get shit. And it might even be too late, quite honestly. Like, they're going and spending billions of dollars to look at life on another planet. Spend it here, you idiots.
Yeah, that's something that I was just thinking about recently, how like they're talking about space tourism and sending people to Mars and like,
what?
We're looking at different planets.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just typical bullshit. Yeah. Very frustrating.
Have you seen the new show Fallout?
No, is it good?
Yeah, it's so that's actually based on a video game series.
Okay, I'll watch it. I think I wish that everybody would go watch the movie Origin. It's about the class system in this country, and it's about why we are the way we are and why we hate the way we hate. And it was Ava DuVernay directed it, and it's based on a book about the caste system called Caste. And I think it should be in every classroom across America. I think it would be really help us to stop hating each other.
That's very interesting that you say that too. We don't have to go down.
That's my recommendation.
Yeah, thank you for recommending that.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It is interesting that you say that. And I was going to say, like, we don't have to harbor on that point. But there's a... I'm chronically online, if you haven't noticed by now. So Yeah, I'm on YouTube like every day for hours, probably.
Oh,
Like, even if it's
wow.
like in the background.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I use YouTube more than television. That basically is my television now. And like Instagram, I guess, is like my brain rot. YouTube is like where I'm engaged. Instagram's like where I shut off my mind. And like sometimes like some of the synapses light up here and there, but like it's probably killing my brain mostly when I'm on
I was
Instagram.
never a YouTube person because it was sort of after my youth, but I did start a channel that I'm trying to grow, but I don't, I'm kind of just fumfering around with it right now.
Oh yeah, I subscribe for sure
Thank
as soon as
you.
you made it. Yeah. You'll blow up like easy on that, no problem. Especially with shorts now on YouTube, like yeah, you're coming in
Yeah, I
perfect
just
time.
post the same thing, but I have to post more. But it's hard to just keep making content all day when you want to go outside and look at a tree.
Yeah, you can also just record yourself too, like while you're looking
Looking
at
at
the
a
tree.
tree.
Yeah, talking. I mean, there's another YouTuber I used to follow. His name was Spiritual So, and he used to talk about like sun gazing and just being outside. He would just record himself just outside, just talking. And if it wasn't like legitimate stuff, he might say something like, "Hot dog water has a acidity level of 10, and it's something the government is sponsoring." Like he might say something like that, just like off the
Right.
cuff. But like I mean, he has over 1 million subscribers, like to this
Wow.
day. Yeah, his name is Spiritual
Wow.
So, and just like I mean, people are here for that. Like, and that's
I
kind of what
know.
I realized because like I feel like am someone that's just like, you know what? Like if someone has a dope message and someone has like something cool to say, I'll listen. It doesn't need to be in this Mr. Beast cut edit where there's jump cut, and suspense and music and all these edits and thumbnail. And like, I don't need that stuff. If anything, I'm looking for the person recording on their iPhone, you know, that's just like propping it up and they're like, "Hey, you know, I've been through some shit, you know, and
That's
here's, and here,"
me.
yeah.
Walking tidy.
Yeah. Like that's who I follow and that works. And I see it work time again. And like, you know, that's what attracts me. But I mentioned YouTube all that to say, based on what you were saying, one of my YouTubers that I follow and subscribe to, he says, in America, a problem is not a race problem, it is a class problem.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's what the movie is. It's called Caste. And I mean, it's based on a book called Caste, and the movie is called Origin, and it's a class problem. It's what happened with the Jews, it's what happened with black people, it's what happens in India, and it's class. It's really sad.
And that's interesting because, like, I feel like a lot of people focus on more of the race, and it's like, no, you don't like me for who I am, or there's stuff inherently harder, which there is parts where both of those statements can be true. I don't think they're true all the time, but I think,
Everything isn't racism.
yeah,
Everything is class.
right. That's what I think. I think when you look at
Yeah.
it from a class society, even just people, because like, to think about making $1 million, like I thought about just like having a marketing agency that makes $1 million a year. And I was just thinking that, you know, that's like $83,000 a month of you talking to people, having businesses and contracts and stuff like that, where you're doing that work. And I was just kind of visualizing it. And I was like, you know what? Like, to a lot of people, that's a lot of money, but I can literally like write out a schedule of what that looks like, because like in the grand scheme of things, like, there's money out here for everyone. As much as I really hate to say it, I feel like, especially in
Oh, by the way,
America.
you should do that because that's called manifesting.
Okay. Yeah, but
You
that's what
see
I'm
that
saying.
money, you keep seeing that money. That's called manifesting. The reason why people have a hard time making money is because they can't see it because they don't think they deserve it. And I have that problem, myself sometimes.
So
I've
true.
made lots of money. I haven't been able to hold on to it, but I've made lots of money. And I think you have to see it like, oh, I'm going to make $1 million. That's like easy. You will. You will. Because it is easy. There's
Right.
tons of money in this country.
So
There's
much.
no reason that, what 3% of the population has all the wealth. There's no reason. They just figured it out.
Or they just do those things every day too, on top of
Yeah.
that. Like if what, and that's what I'm such a big proponent of, and especially like that's why like I kind of decided too, like I want to get into making fitness content for like marketers like myself, because I feel like that's like a place where a lot of people sit, and like I feel like a lot of people in marketing, they're not really like active, but like that I feel like is the perfect example of just like your daily habits every day is like,
yeah,
you know, is your health in check? Like, because that you can't hide eating junk every day. You know, you can't hide smoking cigarettes every day. You can't hide destroying your liver or your kidneys every day or something like that. So like basically like all that stuff will come to light eventually, but just looking at it from what change can I make right now, just looking at like what have I been doing, what don't I like about that, where do I want to go, and what change can I do to help me get there right now, like that takes care of like so much. Like I've had people in jobs before be like, yo, Alex, it's 7 a.m. Like, why are you smiling right now? You know what I mean? And like, to me, that's like, whoa. Like, how did you get to this point? Because like, for me, like, I feel like I would never put myself in a situation willingly, or unless it was out of survival where like, I didn't want to be in there.
Yeah.
You know? So like, do you feel like that's kind of how you looked at life too all the time? Like you kind of put yourself in situations.
Oh, I quit every job the second I started hating it, which is why I have no savings, because I refuse to be miserable. And I said today, like, things that I wish I knew when I was 30, like, don't put your life into a job you're not passionate about. I spent a lot of years working places that I should have left. But I was always passionate about what I was doing, but I knew what my real passion was, and I wasn't doing that. And I think that, yeah, you got to have a side hustle sometime, but I can't stand working for terrible people. I won't do it. And sometimes I did it for longer than I should have. And I think this last time was shorter for me, but I was desperate for money. I really, it had been the pandemic and all that sort of stuff. And but yeah, don't work, don't stay where you're not welcome.
Right.
You know, if you can help it.
Yeah. Well, that's probably for the heavier questions. I don't want to take all your time. I definitely want to start asking you some fun questions now.
Okay.
So, first fun question is like, how the heck did you get into finding your fashion sense? Like,
Ooh, I have no idea. I mean, the truth is I always loved clothing.
Okay.
And I think when I started watching Sex and the City and how Pat Fields dressed Sarah Jessica Parker, and then Jen Lyons from Banana Republic used to really smash her patterns together. Okay. And I think the rest I just learned from watching girls on TikTok and Instagram and the street. I'm very curious. I'm like, oh, I just see things and I like it and I'll try it and I'll put it together. It's very natural for me to put outfits together. I don't think I'm doing anything special or different. And the hardest time I have is just showing up in a t-shirt and jeans, which I love, but I don't feel like I'm giving anybody anything if I do that. You know, like here's a blazer and but people like it sometimes. So, like today I just wore a dress and a coat and some loafers, you know, but it was a cool dress. So, I will wear anything that I am confident in. And I love seeing new ways to wear things. And I love following people that show me new ways to wear things. There's this girl I follow called, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. I think it's Sophia Coelho, C-O-E-H-L-O. And she just wears cool shit like Timberlands and long shorts. And so I like to take some of her elements. I was like, oh God, I haven't had a pair of Timberlands in years. That would be really fun. And I got a pair of Timberlands and I love them. And just like, yeah, Tim's. Someone else said that they're dead. I'm like, maybe they're dead to you, but they're not dead to me. They're beautiful boots.
Never.
So I just see things, and sometimes I do have like weird premonitions about, oh, I think that's going to be big and I'll do it. But I think I'm just an open book as far as like my eyes are always open to what's happening around me, and I will turn that into some kind of fashion.
Now,
and then sometimes people find me like, I'm wearing this really cool collar that I got in the mail yesterday. It's like an old, like, Elizabethan collar that you just put around a t-shirt, and it makes it like, you'll see it tomorrow. But it was really cool. So yeah, it comes from everywhere. I feel like I am a canvas and I want to make a new painting every day.
I love that. Would you say?
But I also want it to be like casual and cool and simple and not look like I'm fitted to be tied, you know?
Right. And would you say that compares or contrasts with how you used to view fashion when you said you got the Louis Vuittons and...
That was all about prestige and labels and bullshit. I don't care about labels now at all. I think their prices are disgusting. Right. And I think it's a shame that everybody doesn't get to have a Louis Vuitton bag. I don't know. Why not? It's canvas. It's not even leather. I definitely have a new view about fast fashion after watching that Brandy Melville documentary. Trying not to buy. I thrift a lot. I think you can find anything you want in a thrift store. Mm-hmm. And I love finding things in thrift stores. So I'm not about trends so much or labels or any of that. I just want to like look cool. I want to look cool.
You do that well. So
thank you.
You're welcome. When it comes to finding thrift stores, is that like usually like local homegrown ones or? Okay.
Yeah, my favorite thrift store is a very Los Angeles based thrift store called Crossroads, but I just found one the other day called Urban Flea Market that was really cool. They just have to be small. I also like designers that think sustainably. I'm working with a designer who is on Project Runway, who owns a company called The Kit, and their stuff is beautiful and colorful and size inclusive. They don't make any of it until you order it. So it's very sustainable and no waste. And so I like companies like that also.
Okay. I think you would like, and I'm like really spilling some sauce here. So like,
okay, let's go.
Like bold here. It's called At The Moment USA. Okay, and some of their stuff can be pricey, but they make all their clothing on reused sustainable pieces. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, cool. At The Moment USA. Yeah. Okay.
And on Instagram, I'm pretty sure they're just like At The Moment. And
I'll hit them up. Maybe they'll give me some clothes to wear.
Yeah, they might. And then you can send me some.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Because I put you under them. So, but they have like... They have like the coolest shirts, and like I just like I feel like they kind of embody me, because like it might just be like a shirt that it says like ranch, and it'll just be like a certain type font that might be like Victorian black or something, and then it'll be a picture of ranch, and then it's just like simple
ranch dressing,
and it's just $16, yeah, or like a little like cup of ranch, or like they do it for animals. No, it really? Might say like it might say like I don't know, like mongoose or something. And it's like a picture of a mongoose. Yeah, it's the best. And like the shirts that are actually cheap are really good too.
Oh yeah, look at that. Okay. Sports.
Yep, so I definitely recommend it. And it's just like various, like there's like pretty, they have a shirt for everything pretty much. Like
I like this one that says "Be safe at Coachella, mom."
Facts.
Oh, I love the sofa shirt. Okay, cool. I'm gonna hit them up.
Heck yeah, I feel like
send me some shit.
Hell yeah, I feel like that's definitely Heidi's shirt.
Oh my god, this t-shirt, the tired with tires on it. That is dope.
Told you, I just spilled some crazy sauce right now.
You did. You totally did.
But that's what we do. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to spill sauce.
I'm in. If I get something, I'll send it your way.
Appreciate that so much, Heidi. Man, that is really good. One thing I thought about too, just as we were getting closer to wrapping up, do you have any special way of starting your mornings, or like if you feel comfortable enough, like how do you start your mornings?
I start it the same way every day, actually. So I am an outfit ahead, one day ahead in outfits, but I write the story that morning. So I get up in the morning, I make coffee, I feed my dogs, then I let my dogs out. And then while I'm drinking coffee, I think about what I want to say. And then I write it. And then I edit my video. And then I do the voiceover and add music. And then I post it to TikTok and to Instagram and to YouTube. And then I get dressed for the day. And I videotape that for the next day. And then sometimes I change out of my clothes and take my dogs to the beach. Sometimes I go out in what I'm wearing. Sometimes I work out. I've been very lazy about working out this week. Wow. Same way every day. Yeah.
Wow, that's so fascinating. I would never think like you're putting an outfit on today and then tomorrow you're posting the video. That's pretty
cool. Yeah, normally I was day of.
Okay.
But I like to post by like 8:30 and I was having to get up so early and I really like to sort of ease into my morning. I love sitting at my computer and writing in the morning and nice. You know, taking my time, even though I automatically wake up at 7, but you know, before I know it, it's time to post. So yeah, that's kind of it. I was working out at 6:50 in the morning every morning and then coming home and posting, but I don't know, I'm not into it. I hate working out.
It's not for everyone.
I bought one of those power plates that shake you because I heard that that's a really good workout. So I'm working on that.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. There's also, I know it's Facebook, so it's Mark Zuckerberg, but I hear good things about Beat Saber.
Oh.
Yeah, which I don't know if you've heard about that.
No.
But that's basically like a game you play with the Facebook goggles things. I think it's Facebook. Huh. And
well, this is like a thing you stand on, it shakes up your lymphatic system. So,
oh, okay, this is just like, this is something where you're like kind of like dancing to music and it's a little bit, I guess, more in line with like an actual like exercise class than just like just dance or something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like the Beat Saber part two is like, you are also like, you have like a lightsaber, and so like you're cutting stuff down and stuff too.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and like people say, I haven't tried it, but like people say like they get a real workout from it and stuff. So,
okay, all right.
I mean, another thing to consider too. I'm just trying to give you all the gems, Heidi. Yeah. Just trying to promote as much positive stuff to as many people as I can. Here's another question, and maybe I can ask you one more question after this, so I'm not taking any more of your time. Who do you talk to the most in your life, do you feel like?
I talk to a handful of friends.
Okay.
I would say the people that I live with, my best friends, Dan and Kevin, who I've known for 35 years. My friend Sophie, who lives in LA, who used to be my neighbor. We just text all day long. My friend Jess, who is also sort of on a social media journey, but she lives in my old house. And just friends, I would say a handful of friends.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of people that I can like tell the deep shit to and have those conversations with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lot of, you know, ever since moving to the country, I feel a lot less stressed. I've forgotten to meditate because I just feel so at peace. But when things come up that are frustrating, I usually talk to my friends, Dan and Kevin, about it because they're right here. Down the road, down the hill, downstairs.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little communal living thing going on here.
Nice. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious because, like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, you definitely are an open book, and I feel like you have so much wisdom to give, and I try to be like someone that gives wisdom as well. But it's like, who is the people that are really like the soothsayer?
Me, wisdom.
What's that?
Who's giving me wisdom?
Yeah, like who does the soothsayer go to? Yeah, no
fucking
one.
Nobody.
Uh, They're on their own. You're on your own, sport.
Everyone's just asking me shit. Everyone. Nobody's asking what I need. I find that really interesting, actually, about being a single person. A lot of times people don't check in on the single people in their lives, mm-hmm. and they should.
Yeah, but I agree.
But I have people I can go to if I need some help, for sure.
Nice. Okay. And then the last question, which I'm sure somebody's probably asked you before, and I tried to make all my questions pretty, like, I don't know, as unique as I could. Like, maybe people weren't asking. Did a good job. Thank you. Thank you. I tried to not just be like, oh, what do you do?
You did a good job.
Thank you. Thank you, Heidi. But this one might be kind of generic, but do you have any plans for any new tattoos soon?
Yes.
Oh.
I've got to talk my tattoo artist into them, though, because so it's the same person who's done almost all of these except the tarot, which was my first one.
Okay.
And he freehands everything, and he's very old school. As you can tell, my tats are pretty old school, and he doesn't like doing sticker tattoos, but I have this like craving to do like little stickers in between all of my flowers. But I don't know, because like I have like this one solo flower here that I got from my mom that I forced him into doing, and I do think it's kind of weird.
I like it. I like the colors.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're gonna talk, but yes, I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going into town in like June for an extended period of time. So yeah, I'm always like, he laughs at me. He's like, what are we doing? I'm like, I want a lemon. Why? I don't know. I like lemon. I love my lemon.
Why?
One of my favorite tats.
Heck yeah. I love
it. I love my tattoos. I love how they make me feel. I love that. I think I got them when I started getting them when I turned 50, because I didn't want to be the average 50-year-old woman. You know, I wanted to be cool. Mm-hmm. And I wanted something that said something about me when I walked into the room, even if it wasn't true. Like, oh, she's a bad bitch. Like, I'm just over here, like, terrified of talking to anybody, like, total introverted extrovert. But my tattoos say, like, she's cool. You can talk to her. And so that's why I got them.
Nice.
And now I just love them. You know, same thing, my nose piercing, I got at 61. And nobody noticed it. Everybody was like, you've had that since you were like 20. I'm like, yeah, no, I just got it. Yeah. But I love it so much.
Yeah, it's fitting. Yeah, I'm right there with you. We definitely are aligned with the tattoo nose piercing thing. So
yeah,
I respect that. That's great.
I might start on my legs. Who knows? I hate my legs so much. Maybe I should just cover them in ink.
Oh, please. Like, talking about canvas, I mean, I got a few leg tattoos myself, so definitely.
I know.
Get some.
I know.
Yeah.
For now, it's just sleeves. We'll see.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know.
Well, this is the last minute that I have for this like recording module. It kind of like you do it in like different batches or whatever. So just like, any last word or any last thing that you'd want to leave my audience with before we wrap up?
You know, just don't forget to live your life for you. You know, don't try to live up to these expectations and list of accomplishments that somebody other than you made. The only one who should make a list of things you want to accomplish is you. That's really it.
That's great. I love that.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Heidi. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy you found me, and it was lovely talking to you. And I wish you a beautiful life in...
Hey, y'all, just wrapping up here. Just wanted to come on here and say thank you for listening. If you tuned in to this podcast interview with Heidi Clements, again, her handle on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube is at Welcome to Heidi. That is, again, at Welcome to Heidi, before I choked. She has a plethora of followers across accounts, so tune in, get familiar with her. She has like a very, Dope soul, very dope personality, very dope story. So yeah, I think you'll get inspired by her if you give her a follow and just let her know what you think. So yeah, again, that's Welcome to Heidi. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know. Let me know if you want to see more people like Heidi. Let me know if you want to see Heidi back. Let me know if you want to hear something specific. Let me know if you want to go on this podcast. You already know what the vibes are. But yeah, this has been another successful episode of The Winning State of Mind. And this is Alex Davis. And I will talk to you on the next one. Peace.